Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, it's time again for another one-on-one conversation with North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
Kelly, maybe you can just give us an update. What is going on with USMCA? I saw a story over the weekend that it sounds like there may have been a deal struck with Nancy Pelosi and the Trump administration. Did that actually happen? And are we going to finally get a floor vote in the House?
So, and you and I have talked about this, Eric, and my optimism is like a cardiogram. So as of yesterday, it seemed like all the momentum was going towards sometimes before Christmas getting a vote on it, which means it won't get through the Senate before Christmas, but hopefully they take it up immediately afterwards. Except they're most likely going to be dealing with an impeachment trial. But then this morning, I find out that the head of the AFL-CIO went and met with a bunch of swing district Democrats regarding their concerns with USMCA, because there are a whole bunch of Democrats right now that can't go home over Christmas with only impeachment on their mind. So I'm still hopeful that the House acts on it before the end of the year. But I've really come to the point of just saying, until it's on the floor, I don't know how to handicap it anymore.
Well, and that was going to be my second question to you, because I saw a news story yesterday that the head of, Richard Trumka, I believe, he is not has not signed off yet on his support for the USMCA, and it has to do with the labor enforcement issues. And I don't know if...
Really, I think what it has to do with is how Mexican companies allow their employees to unionize. I think that's where we're at right now, which seems a little silly to slow up the biggest trade deal with our two largest trading partners.
And to my understanding, until he signs off on it, there's going to be, I don't know how many, but there are going to be some Democrats that aren't going to vote for the USMCA. I guess the other part of it is, do we need him anyway? It sounds like there's plenty of support for the USMCA to get done.
I think there's been enough votes on the floor of the House to pass this for the last 5 months. They don't need all the Democrats to vote for it. We just need to get to 218. The question is when is Speaker Pelosi going to bring it to the floor?
Right.
And how much farther are they going to move the goalposts before they do?
All right. Well, let's move on to maybe some happier news. The second installment to the market facilitation program payments are on their way, and hopefully folks that are eligible for that have signed up. I believe the deadline is, December 6th or 7th. You had previously called for the USDA to do all they could to get those payments out as fast as possible. Are you comfortable with the process, and you think those payments are going to get out quickly?
I'm glad you asked those questions too. I'm comfortable with it. Obviously, whenever you're dealing with the federal government, particularly when you're dealing with ag producers and ranchers in North Dakota under the circumstances we've been in, I wish they would have went out yesterday. I wish they would have went out last week. We continue to stress how dire the cash flow issue is for North Dakota farmers and ranchers. So we continue to talk to them every day, and we're hopeful. I think they're moving as fast as the federal government is capable. That would be the answer.
Are they funded? I guess that would be the other question. I know
this MFP payment, yes.
They are. Okay. Let's touch on ag disaster with the secretarial disaster designation for 47 counties. Eligible producers in those counties can access disaster assistance under the WIP program. Also allows for the implementation of the FSA's Emergency Farm Loan Program and also the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Loan Program for farm-related businesses. Tell us maybe just some comments in that category.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason you need a federal disaster declaration, and those three programs are designed specifically for this. I know the data has been provided to USDA, so now it's just a matter of sorting through it, and I encourage anybody who thinks they qualify in any way, shape, or form to start that process immediately.
Again, that's North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong. This is Inside Agriculture.